My dear friends, this is Don McSolo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. A lot's happening today. We all know that. And this broadcast is always about building people up and helping people to reach their destiny. But I'm wondering the cities, the worlds that we'll be living in when trying to reach our destiny. I know the bride of Christ will be taken care of, but to rightly divide who the bride of Christ is a little difficult. One thing I'm realizing is that most of the world is living in a fantasy world. You know, you watch them with this crazy little cell phone game that they're going into parks and they're going to people's private property chasing demons that don't exist. At least the ones they're chasing. They're real, but they're not real in that cell phone. And you just wonder the illusion that we're living in. And I've been thinking a lot about the first Matrix picture. Remember that first Matrix picture? That was really something else. And I was thinking about the blue pill. You take the blue pill in the Matrix and you just wake up in your fantasy again and nothing's disturbed. You take the red pill and you go back into the rabbit hole and you find how deep it goes. In other words, you find how deep this illusion is, how big the illusion is. And I'm thinking, you know, the Bible is the word of truth. The Holy Spirit's the spirit of truth. And you think about this, that this Bible that we've been given by God actually breaks the illusion. And I think that's what it is around the world. They want to destroy the Bible. They want to kill Christians because the Bible, I love my Bible. I love the word of God. It's an anchor. It's the truth. It's a reference point. And I don't think the world wants us to have that reference point because it destroys their illusion. And we turn on the TV, we watch the news, which gives us an illusion. And then you watch the programs, which give us an illusion. And all you start to see is this. Everything really is an illusion out there. And when you watch news from around the world and you watch our news, you go, wow, they don't even talk about this stuff and that's happening in South America, that's happening in Europe. That's happening with Russia. They just give us what we want. We're like little children and they feed a fantasy. Then you watch the movie programs and the soap operas, whatever you want to call them, the half hour shows, the hour shows at night, and you live in that little illusion. But I'm realizing as people chase these demons into parks with their cell phones to capture them, and it's so easy for these grown adults to be doing this stuff, is they've grown up in this illusion. They don't really know what reality is, that they're confused between reality and illusion. And I'm realizing that these people who are doing these mass shootings and killings, they're probably waiting for those people to get back up tomorrow that they really didn't die because they don't die on TV and they don't really die in the computer games. So I just, in Jesus' name right now, speak over you. All the illusions that have to be broken, all the fantasies that are not real, all the lies of Satan as a father of all lies that's in our heads be broken. That we today, this hour, in this moment of time will see the truth like we've never seen the truth before. And the Holy Spirit will give us the strength and the comfort to see the truth, not only about the world and our cities and the news and the TVs, but ourselves. That we can see what part of this illusion that we're in, that we can see what part of this sickness, this dysfunction that we're adding to all this, that we can be a voice of truth in the middle of the illusion. That you and I can begin to speak to our neighbors and our friends and our relatives the truth. That we can anchor ourselves to the Bible, anchor ourselves to Jesus Christ, anchor ourselves to the Holy Spirit, anchor ourselves to Abba Father, and we can hold on to a truth that nobody can take away, that we have a consistent truth, a truth that will never change, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and for the rest of our lives and for the rest of eternity. And in Jesus' name, we'll find stability, a sound mind, a stable mind, and a healthy life in the name of Jesus. This is Dominic Solo. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net.